Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody. So everybody, feel free, tune in, enlighten yourself. You could really learn something from all this. Oh, you can, and you will, in spades. Hello, I'm co-host Talk. On the other side of this line is the one and only Comedy Organic OK. Organic, speak up. Let me know you're here.
Yes, I'm available, listening, as the co-host introduced me, introduced the some of the foundation that we are getting through, my time. I appreciate your time to take your time to listen to collectively, you know, our time working together. For those that listening from different time zones, I appreciate y'all. We are technically we're in California, but for those that are listening from different parts of the nation, you know, overseas, America, different places that it's funny I'm saying this because this show, you know, it doesn't really, you know, it's something, you know, in life when you have something that's quality and quantity, you have maybe four or five people watching or listening. And you say, who is four or five people, right? Well, four or five people talk to 400 or 500 people, and then the 400 or 500 people talk to 4 or 5 more people, then the 4 or 5 more people, you know, those numbers add up. And eventually you have a lot more. They're not even listening to the show, but they know about the show, right? So that's the thing. What are we looking for here, Talk To? What are we looking for? Are we looking to help people? Are we looking to be a tool that we are useful for successful moments, that it can fuel our moments as much as it's fueling others, right? Because who want to be just a doorstop to be a trash can?
Indeed. Indeed. I'm saying I think we're all here to basically be a helpful, guiding sort of light to honestly enlighten these people in spades. We're going to help them out in business or whatever. Good people.
Now, dude, slow down, sir. You're making it seem like we're just an entity of just giving. We're not just giving. We give and give, right? Give and give. That's how it works. Give and give. Give and give. Give and give. Now, correct your conversation. Don't make it seem like we just take from. It's give and give. Give and give. Give and give, right? Because when people start trying to be a little funky when it comes to financial things, they try to make it seem like everything people do financially got to be non-profit and not. No. Don't make it seem like everybody's profiting is profiting to just take, right? And we can't collectively manage people's finances like that, right? And I don't want no one to get the impression because somewhere I'm getting some revenue for doing stand-up comedy. I don't want them to feel that, well, you're giving here, you can't give here, you can't give here. Yes, I can give here and give here. But just to tell some people, taxes for money, right? So you can't have the same amount of money as you would if you're paying taxes for more and more and more of it, right? So if you're paying taxes on a percentage of it, how are you going to have exactly the same amount you had when you first got it? Is that going to be accurate? No, you got to pay taxes on that money, right? So you're not going to have the exact same amount once you're done paying taxes, paying bills, helping others. People are going to still be thinking you still have the same amount after you helped others, right? That's how selfish some people's mindsets are. Now, this business setup, Talk Dude, don't do that, man. Don't act like we're just here to be used. And I need you to back up off that, how you go about it. You know, I don't think we cannot help. Helping is the ability that's open, you know. But don't make it seem like we some kind of charity capacity just to be taken advantage of. Don't take my kindness for weakness. That's all I'm saying. Do not take my kindness for weakness. You know, appreciate their kindness, right?
Absolutely. Good people, it is 7:04 on here on the program, Comedian Organic OK. We invite you to call in, let us know. We want to basically receive from you right now. No. Just tell us what's going on. Tell us what's going on with you. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. And the show is brought to you by the one and only Organic OK. Now, look, if I could say a little bit or two basically about business, everybody right now seems to be trying to basically get on the entrepreneurial bandwagon. Why? That's the only way to survive. It's the only way to make it over here in America, and personally, whatever, we seem to be at a time where, honestly, all that I can basically just have a job to take care of the rest of my life, that's gone. See, everybody's getting broke. Everybody realizes you got to join the 1%, make the 1% bigger. I mean, you start out basically with investing and all that. That is a thing, but really, you got to start thinking about the business side, you know, some kind of successful business. And the thing is, people are trying to come up with one invention all the time. People are always trying to invent something. But nowadays, see, every time you invent something, you make something else obsolete. There are so many guaranteed successful businesses that have basically gone the way of the dodo. I'm not kidding. I mean, really, remember the video store? Come on, everybody had a video membership. Everybody went there to rent. It was just such a, you know, never thought you'd see the end of that, did you? But then everybody started streamlining. Everybody started beaming movies to their home.
Okay, now let's go back to the business, sir. Because you're using let's get back to the business part, sir. Home business. Let's get back to this. Because you got to be accurate on what we're talking about. Stop losing us from other moments of shows that we're not talking about now.
I'm talking about business.
Business. Who business is it but your business? Nobody business.
That's cute.
Stop bothering my words with the you know what happened last time to that turkey named Popeye. Thank everyone for listening to the program. You know, you are tuning in to the show. It's called Organic OK. Comedy Organic OK. No, is it Organic OK or is it Comedy Organic OK? Which one is it? No, at the end of that is OK. Right. Just take a deep breath. He would tell you that. Take a deep breath. Man, stop telling me to take a deep breath. I ain't passing nothing around. All right, talk, dude. As you were saying.
Okay, as I was saying, look, all about business and what not. It seems basically like businesses are kind of sort of dying. Have you noticed that basically, honestly,
come on,
everything?
Man, don't forget COVID, sir. You're just
yes.
Making up stuff like stuff don't exist. Come on now, don't talk to people like they're small. People's minds are not small. Come on, man. Come on now, man. I'm talking to people like little babies. They don't have me in the middle baby fighting. Come on now.
All right. Basically, COVID seems to be hurting a lot of businesses. No, that's true. I mean, a few guys are surviving out there, but really, it's hurting a lot of everybody, isn't it? Isn't everything basically getting shut down? Like, nobody wants to go out anymore. Everyone's got to be bundled up. They got to have a mask like they're doing surgery. That's a thing. I'm waiting for this thing to let up, to honestly blow over, this thing to end like the Black Plague did. But really, basically, honestly, COVID seems to be hurting business. Oh, the soap industry is making a fortune, but everybody else is afraid to have any kind of human contact, have everything touched. But in a weird way, that was already happening. People live by their computer, don't they? No, really. I mean, you know what? In a way, that's basically a good way to start a business. Nowadays, more and more people are starting their businesses from home. They're working out of their home. Really, you can do that now. I know. It seems like a little basically too good to be true. It seems a little too risky. But that's what starting your own business is all about. You set out there basically with a dream, a vision of what happened. And you provide a service. And it can be like hell trying to get started. It really can. But I'm telling you, people are doing it. And you know what? They should be. More and more people working from home, more and more people building their success and whatever from home, even with the ugly cloud of COVID all around. You know something? Life is getting better. But that's one thing that basically you notice, that's the thing about the world, really. The world's always getting better, but everybody else thinks the world is always getting worse. More complicated. More difficult, more of a challenge. It's not so simple anymore. Actually, it gets simpler by making things more complicated. All you can do is keep up with it. Because you know what? You're entitled to your piece of the pie. I mean, this business. I've seen videos from basically women who got their start. Women entrepreneurs who basically decided it was time to prove that a woman could make her own fortune. She didn't need to wait around, crossing her fingers, starving herself, paying herself all up for a rich guy to come along and make her dreams come true. She can ride his coattails the rest of his life. It's a real thing. And in a way...
Sir, stop this madness. Stop the madness. Stop the mayhem. What is the problem with you guys today? You don't believe in success without the authorization of words. Then beside yourself, you hold your thoughts together, young men. Hold your thoughts together. Stop frustrating your thoughts. See some peace, young man. Stop being so disruptive to peace. Man, come on, bro. You just taking us different directions, man. We just started talking about business. You're talking about these things in a different kind of formula. Come on now, man. This is not what we're talking about. You can't keep your focus on business, business, business. Stop making it about trauma. Let's make it about business. You know, we're focused on setting up this project for more interview different communities, business, and steps of that nature. It's not here to talk about any kind of, you know, pessimistic experiences that we have been locked in to seeing, right? So that's what we're not doing. Free success. Free. Do you free success? Yes, sir. Yes. General, captain, sergeant. Talk, dude. There's 375 push-ups for success. Yes, I did.
Yes, yes, yes. Look, I wanted to hurt myself a little bit for success. I wanted to learn. I wanted to take some positive thoughts. And I basically told myself, how do I do what all they're doing? I mean, that was a thing. I basically sat down and basically tried to ask myself.
Come on now, don't act like this is the first time talking on air, man. I know you like hearing some talk, but come on, man. Be like that. Don't treat us like that. Don't treat us like you don't love us, man. Come on. Don't treat us like relatives you don't want to see. Come on. Talk to us like you want to talk to us. Talk to us with this traumatized conversation.
The good people.
There's no boring direction. Information that I may not never use. Now, this is some important news that they put out there. We know that. We know it's some important information that a lot of people didn't research, a lot of people didn't know about. But some things, you know, give us, you know, the boogeyman, you know, kind of like phobia, right? And those things, think about if you can really imagine who truly have enjoyed life without compromising and still able to help others. Think about those people. So, come on now, man. If you're one of those people, show them from your enjoying moments. Stop showing them for all this misery. I don't want to hear the tragedy side of comedy all the time.
No, I'm not.
Tragedy side of comedy.
I'm not basically trying to show the tragic side
of
comedy.
Hear that wind?
I'm trying to.
That's car, vehicles, polluting, traveling, polluting. See that?
Yeah, pollution, there's a lot of that. Hurting our planet, isn't it? Hey, you know what? There's something so much you're basically getting behind. Make a real business out of that. You know, cleaning all this mess up. That should be done.
I guess I won't get free tonight. I guess I won't be left in the wilderness. Be teared up by the stretching of cold wind and breeze. I feel that's going across my nostrils right now. Oxygen not flowing the way it's supposed to be flowing because the talk dude won't hold the cold air out of there. I want to get the bite off the bat. Get off the bat. Stop biting the back on the back. The back. wind breeze when it cold and cuts you, and it comes back. That's the back. But the talk dude, won't stop when it. You keep going back into the drill moment. The pain is not always the result of success. You know, the pain is not waiting for success.
Look, I don't want to just basically talk about the tragic side of success. Look, what I want to tell you basically is that there's little stuff here and there.
You're doing it, man. I told you, just do it live. This is the side that's talking to you. You hear me, General? You wake up and do it live. You don't wake up hating happiness. You don't be a puppet and then skip up a notch and then become 50 and old. You become a teen dog, bone dog.
That is a terrifying thought. That is basically kind of scary. Like, I don't want to be some bone dog.
He won't let us live.
I want to tell every single person out there, start looking at that dang success, because
misery.
You need it to survive.
Stop your misery, darn it.
Yes, stop your misery. Everybody out there.
Stop it. Start with yourself. Stop the misery that you bring on others. Now, as you would say, talking to, that guy can talk. But what is he talking about?
What am I talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about? Are you talking about something that somebody said, can somebody find problems? How easy? Some people find problems, they find them very lighting because some people are solution people, right? That means that they don't waste time on the problem, they waste the energy on the outcome of the experience of success, where the outcome of the problem does not impact success. It impacts the experience of more, right? Can you imagine in your life if people are just showing you ways to become better? In all those moments, you were just so distracted from success where the problems didn't even have the mindset that you thought they should have. You're so obsessed and, conditioned to see problems that most people would never truly connect with you because you're a problem solver from problems. Some people are problem solvers. It's like this. Somebody say, hey, I give you a dream cake. Imagine dream cake was a plastic toy. That was a solution, but it didn't feed your hunger. See, some people just give you always some kind of way of undermining sex. And they feel like it's their job to make sure that you don't get happy because they ain't got it. And you gotta figure out a way in your craft to not bring that because you're not presenting it in a way that master that. When you master that, people can say, he can show us how it looks, but he's not internally in that, right? If you're not internally in that, you are in this best moment, you can deal with people that say, I don't like how that guy looks. He's got a turtle on his back. And you say, listen to this. For those out there, I'm going to say this scripture, and this is the metaphor, and your pearls come out of it, and look at that, where you are making something that's bigger and more wonderful than what the eye then and stuff, right? Now, for those, now tell them, what do pearls come from?
Pearls come from oysters. Irritated oysters. Oysters who are irritated.
Stop. You're taking my message. You're taking my message. I'm going to get a point.
Okay.
If your shell, if your back was an oyster for the beautiful heart of a woman, what would be out of that? I'm trying to get you to understand something bigger. If your back was more than an oyster, what
reward? What reward would you really want that to present to a woman that could never connect something that looked like you, but now you connect to something more beautiful than they could ever imagine, right? Then your desire is what happened, right? When you got your desires, that kind of spiritual and emotional satisfaction, you'll see facts of love truly unleash the desires of your true business appetite of caring across the board. You'll see money, you'll see business, you'll see people's lives change, you'll see tears of happiness, not tears of worry and destruction.
And that is something to see. That is something to truly just...
That. Don't lie to your soul with all this mischief of distractions. I want you to use the things you're getting. Don't spoil your cute with letting it look like it's there to be decorated. That food is there to be used and eat. Right? So don't take this lightly and waste my energy with wasteless strengths that you don't enjoy. It's for you to enjoy. See, everybody, he thinks this is for him to share for others. No, this is for him to enjoy because he's enjoying life. I want you to understand. This is what I want you to understand. This is the moment that you're going to be doing. The other part, that's something that I don't want the world to be caught up on because that's something that it happens. I do it naturally. That's it happens. But for you, you realize you're not here to be obsessed with people's. This is you representing people that have never seen success. And you represent that. Don't get distracted with other things. This is your task. This is your task. And once you recognize that, you don't have to force things, right? Dude, you are another example of people never got to see. And you keep on trying to make things that's not your path and not your passion, not your anointed ability, and you're telling them poison, taking them back through the poison and leaving them in there. You should be shaming yourself to take them to evil when you know evil can't be mastered by people. That's always the victim of the problem. You're mastering that. You're mastering happy. You master where to look for people like you so they can take advantage of you. That's how you're describing it. And you got to change the position you're getting people taken through this misery, right? Show someone happiness and show them success. That's how they get it different. They don't get it when they don't understand how to navigate that. You don't know what people's problems are, so don't take them to another problem. Understand how find happiness and you'll find some people, oh, man, I didn't know this guy had happiness. But you keep saying, oh, yeah, I know your problem. Now, if that's an individual that identify with that, that's different. But everybody as collective don't want to hear problems. They want to get out of some things. They want to, comedy can be anything. We know that. We know comedy can be anything, right? If comedy can be anything, you can change comedy for your ability to be successful, right? It's your business, right? We're talking about business, right? This is a business platform, right? So if your business is successful, beyond your wildest dreams, and then more wildest dreams, and your dreams are still keep going. You want to be that kind of guy that's 50, 60, 70, and up to your day, the people say, man, I never got that guy. You want to be, oh, yeah, who was he, kid? You're taking it out of your success, and your success isn't paid to be broke. Got it? That's another one. Your success shouldn't be paying to be broke.
Dang.
I like that one right there. I know you do. Yeah. I know it's a good one. I want to use that one too.
You're giving us all a lot to think about. I mean, really, really, a lot to be riveted by.
One moment. We're getting to the end of the show. One moment, sir. Hold on to that thought. We're at 7:25 p.m. We're getting to the end of the show. You've been listening to Comedy Organic OK. And this show is my business is about, you know, interviewing. We haven't been doing that, but, you know, things happen the way it happens at moments. But, yes, you've been talking to, you know, Comedy Organic, okay? And you're talking with my host, Tough Dude.
Thank you.
And Tough Dude, thank you, man. Wrap it up. Thanks, Jones, for listening to the show. But Tough Dude is going to wrap it up. This is going to be the final word before we get out of here. And I'm going to tell you, everyone, I appreciate y'all. And you take care. Hope everyone is staying fully clear from the oppositional struggle of being emotionally, physically, you know, invest in success in your life and happiness. That could mean many ways of business, right? And people look at marriage as business, right? They're looking at how it's set up. But yes, everyone, thank you. And I'm going to talk to you. Just want to wrap it up. Talk to you. Your turn. Thanks for showing up.
Okay. I want to thank everybody who tuned in to this point. Anybody who at some point is going to hear this. Everybody who's basically going to hear all this about business and decide their life needs some business. That's what I mean when they say mind your business. Have some business. Do all that. Business is about more than basically just that material success. You need that. But that's just the first stepping stone. That is just the start of it all. That's the beginning. It's a long, grand process, and it never has to end. You can find yourself being one of the happy people. You don't have to think that too many people just basically think some people get lucky. They just got lucky. It was all luck. So many tell themselves. They point themselves. They cut themselves down. They're too afraid to try, to dream, to believe, and they basically tell themselves that person just got lucky. It ain't luck, man. Let me tell you something. Every single one of you out there, you have it. It is the time to basically achieve, to make it again. It's kind of funny how basically it became so big, whatever, in the 80s, whatever. Now it feels like it's all kind of coming again, huh? It's like a lot of stuff that business popped during the 80s is basically coming back into style. It's a grandeur. It's basically what your soul is crying out for. Some people cut down a bit too much, and they basically are afraid. They don't think that they're meant to be much. They're afraid to basically ranch and prosper. I'm telling you, business can work for you. And pretty soon, we're going to have this show back again. We're going to be interviewing people. We're going to have a whole bunch of people talking about main business and all that. All right. Everybody, thank you all for tuning in and thank yourself. Okay. You can pick up all our shows off blogtalkradio.com. And call on, tune in when we're on the air. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Everybody. Everyone out there in radio land. Join the collective state. Thank you, and good night.